you've probably heard the expression that nowadays good workers are getting mighty
hard to find.
Or another way of saying
scarce.
What do you say if a boy does when he jumps off a springboard into the water?
Dives.
And the past of that is?
Dove or dived.
And the?
He has dived.
And once you get in the water, you begin to?
Swim.
What do you call it when you dive in and land flat on your stomach?
Belly buster.
Or what if a boy is playing in the yard and he might duck his head down and kick his feet out and go over like that?
Sort of somersault.
Have you ever heard of maybe a storekeeper giving you a little gift or present when you come in to pay off your bill or just to give you something? What is that called?
Sucker. I don't know. What do they call it?
Well, in Louisiana, it's called a lanyap. L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E.
Huh.
I've never gotten any response to that in this area. What about talking about swimming? If somebody doesn't know how to swim, they might...
drown? Sink?
And the past of drown is...
Drowned.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And if there's something up a tree that you need, you might have to...
climb.
In the past.
Climbed.
Let's say if Donald wants to scare you, so he's going to hide behind the couch, what would you say he has to do?
Crouch.
Crouch down. And he might jump up very quick and say something. What might he say?
Boo.
Have you ever heard anybody say peepo?
Mm-hmm. Peepo. Play with babies. Hide your face. Come back out. Peepo.
Or when a child goes to bed, he might say his prayers. He's beside the bed, you say he
kneels.
And if you're feeling tired, you might say, well, I think I'll go to bed.
Take a nap.
Or
lie down.
Or somebody who was really sick, you say he couldn't even sit up. He just had to
lie
in bed all day. Mm-hmm. And these things you see in your sleep sometimes, you say you begin to...
things you see in your sleep. Dream?
What's the past of that movie?
Dreamed.
You might say, well, I was dreaming about such and such, but all of a sudden I...
waked up.
What would you say I did if I brought my foot down on the floor very hard?
Stomped it.
And if a boy meets a girl at a party and he would like to see her home after it's over, he might say, well, may I...
walk you home.
Or if, let's say if your car is stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to take a rope and
pull you out.
What if you had to, if you had a suitcase that was extremely heavy, and you wanted to emphasize how heavy that thing was, and that you had to carry it around, instead of saying just carried it around, you might say I had to...
Drag it.
Or anything else? Drag it, or... expression for carrying something.
Tote it.
Mm-hmm. You heard people say, I had to lug that thing.
Yeah, lug it. Uh-huh. That means more than tote, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And what about if your children are playing around in the kitchen and you're cooking something, you might say, now don't. You're talking about the stove, you might say, that stove is very hot, so...
don't touch it.
Or if, let's say if you, when you're playing, when you're little, you might have played tag or something like that. What would you call this place that you could run to and be safe?
Home free.
That was home free?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to...
catch it.
In the past of that.
Caught.
Or if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there before you do, I'll...
wait for you.
If your husband has a man who's working for him, and he's not been doing his job,